Did your diabetes have any impact on your life while you were abroad?
Only in so far as that I had a very sort of strict understanding that I had to do my insulin at certain times and then I had to eat at certain times. So in some sense, I was aware that I had to eat it. So, I didn't just miss meals or miss do my insulin. I was just carried on doing it. But it was never, I don't think I ever tested my sugars when I lived abroad ever. And so from that point of view, it had an impact. And then in about 1982, I suppose it would be, I developed, what I experienced is just like a black line in my eye. And I thought that I had an eyelash stuck on my eye. And I kept getting up, asking people to see if there was something in my eye. And in the end, just by chance, really, I happened to go to see this eye doctor with my then Greek boyfriend, who I was living with. And he just started like this whole sort of hysterical bit about how I had to get back to England and I was losing my sight and blah, blah, blah. So I came back to England the following day, and that was to Moorfields Eye Hospital I came back to. And they said I had diabetic retinopathy. And I then spent probably the next 2 years really in and out of Moorfields Hospital, going back and forth between Greece and England non-stop. I spent a long time in the hospital, and I had an awful lot of operations, and I had an awful lot of lasering done to both eyes. And basically, I went in there with perfectly normal vision, with a slight black line on one eye, which turned out to be a hemorrhage. But as far as the way I experienced it, was that I went into a hospital with full sight and came out a year and a half later. Well, obviously, I wasn't in there continually, but registered blind, and that was a bit of a shock. Although, throughout my childhood, I was worried that I would lose my sight, because that was one of the things that was always sort of said, that you'll lose your sight if you do this or do that. So it was a bit, losing my sight was strange, because also then in my teens, if I did see a doctor, I'd ask about it and they'd say, oh, well, there's no evidence that says that if your sugars are constantly high, you're going to lose your sight or have any other complications. We just think it's better for you. So I always just took this, well, I don't really know, so I can do what I like. But it was a bit of a shock to lose my sight. If you haven't lived in Greece, but you don't want to live in Greece if you've got any kind of impairment, because they think you should be locked up. When I was in Moorfields Hospital, for the whole time I was there or going in and out, I really understood, and I'm not a stupid person, that they were going to cure me, because that's the kind of way they talked about it, and that they were going to make it okay. So I wasn't particularly nervous. I really thought they were going to make things okay. And one day, I mean, I did have a lot of operations, and every time they looked at my eyes after the operation, they'd say, oh dear, the band's come off, or this has happened, we'll have to try this next. But they always seemed to be, they were going to get it right. And then one day, the doctor, just as a sort of, as he was passing, more or less, said, oh, by the way, we've registered you blind today. And that was a complete and utter shock to me. And I think I swore, and he said, and I said, what? And he said, yes, it's about time you started facing some facts. And I was just, my initial reaction was just fury that they hadn't given me any facts to face. They'd been lying to me. And just, I just assumed that they were going to cure me, because that was the impression that they'd given me. It was a real shock. And it was also a shock to me that there wasn't anybody, they register you blind, give you a white stick and a radio for some unknown reason, and you're on your way. And, it's very much seen that, well, there's nothing more we can do. Off you go. Don't bother us anymore. And that shocked me, and still shocks me, as much as the whole sight thing. But you're very much seen that I was a failure in their eyes, and they didn't want to, know anymore.